This is a News 1130 special report.
Eat it, eat it, eat it.
Well, we're wrapping up another work week, of course, with Foodie Friday. Today we welcome a new tasty voice, Mi Joon Pak, with followmefoodie.com.
So she'll be kicking off this bi-weekly feature with one of my favorite ingredients, bacon. So Mi Joon, thanks for joining us. Bacon isn't exactly a breakfast food anymore, is it?
No, it's not. We've seen bacon. Everyone loves bacon. I'm starting off with such an easy topic. And now we just see it being used in more than just savory foods.
So, yeah. What kind of foods are we looking at?
We're looking at desserts.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we have the sweet and savory combination. People aren't only just using bacons and savory foods and for breakfast items, but they're also incorporating it into a lot of sweets and pastries.
Are there any local restaurants that are really embracing this fad?
Yeah, well, I first ran into the idea when I was in Portland, which I'm in right now as well, and they introduced a maple bacon donut. And so this Canada Day, Swiss Bakery, it's on East 3rd just off of Main, they brought back the maple bacon donut as well. So it's a maple glazed donut with bacon on top. And, you know, being Canadian, maple and bacon isn't exactly a foreign idea to us. So they introduced the bacon maple donut. And from there, we also have other combinations, like meat and bread in Gastown. They also introduced a maple bacon ice cream sandwich. So it's a maple ice cream with bacon bits in it, sandwiched between two cookies. And so it's being really introduced into all types of different desserts.
Mi Joon, it's Brian here. I've been known to be a little bit of an aficionado for martinis. I understand somebody's actually come up with the horrible idea of putting bacon in a martini.
Really? I've heard of bacon-infused vodka before, but I guess that would be used in a martini as well. But, people are just being really adventurous with it. And it's almost being used, it's an actual ingredient. It has smoky flavors, it has salty flavors. So, you know, they're incorporating it everywhere. There's actually also, it's being used in chocolate a lot, too. There's a Shosho La chocolate, which they make a breakfast chocolate bar, and they incorporate bacon inside the chocolate as well.
As long as they don't put fried eggs in it, I think that would be my problem.
No, but you know what? There's actually a new online cupcake company, and it's called Mancakes Bakery, and they made a breakfast cupcake. And this breakfast cupcake is a vanilla base, and then they fill it with bacon and an egg custard. And they top it with maple syrup buttercream and crushed sweet almond crisps on top.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Any quick, easy ways to add bacon to just your everyday desserts or cooking?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, most people tell you, you know, how do you add fiber into your daily diet? And then I'm going to tell you how to add bacon to your daily diet. Well, it's pretty much delicious. So you can use it as an easy substitution for salt because that's pretty much what it is. It's just, you know, some added salt and meat. And so what I did is I actually have a recipe that I posted online today, and it's for a maple bacon apple pie with a bacon pecan crust. So for the crust, and so, you know, some people use like an almond crust or a walnut crust for an extra like crunchiness. I replaced that, and then I used bacon instead with pecans. And I was actually tempted to throw in cheddar cheese in there as well because that can give you, like, a really crispy, crunchy crust. And then it's an apple pie filling, but then I spiked it with bourbon. And then the traditional Lettice pie crust, you know, the crisscross one?
Yep.
Well, I'm using bacon instead of pie dough. And so that's going to make the crisscross on the top.
That's a lot of bacon.
It's a lot of bacon, but hey, we're embracing bacon, right?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Mi Joon Pak with followmefoodie.com. Listen for Foodie Friday every Friday